Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, indeed. Yes, it's your Thursday edition. Can you believe it? I'm actually here. I'm not stuck in traffic right now. The BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is December 10th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, so if you've been dying to try out Cortana, yeah, that personal assistant from Windows, or Microsoft, should I say, now you can if you didn't have a Windows phone, thanks to an app that's now on iPhone and Android. Yes, after months and months upon months of beta testing, finally Microsoft says, Cortana, do your thing. Mind you, a little disclaimer here, though, Cortana is only going to be available in the U.S. and China at launch. Don't ask me why. Just as Cortana has been with the desktop. I guess that's what Microsoft wants to do, so let them do it. Now for you Android users out there, you can actually use that Hey Cortana command to shout questions when you're in the app or on your home screen. Another thing that's actually kind of cool, you can actually get text notifications sent to your Windows 10 PC. Mind you though, that's only for Android. iPhone users, you don't get that, of course. Why would Apple allow that? In fact, if you're an iPhone user, you're not going to get a whole much out of Cortana. You basically are getting that stripped down version of Cortana. Why? Well, because you have that thing called Siri already, and yes, you bought an iPhone. Now, that being said, of course, the Android and iPhone app versions are not quite as full pack, shall we say, as the Cortana Windows Phone capabilities. But if you're thinking, heck, why not add another personal assistant to my home screen? It might be worth trying out. Hey, while we talked about Apple there, well, let's just move on to Apple, shall we? Because finally, they're working on a much improved remote app for the Apple TV. It's about freaking time, because the app that's in there now, it just sucks, Apple. It sucks. Apple has stated that, yes, indeed, they are working on a new Apple TV remote app that will give you full functionality of Siri remote on your iPhone. This is all according to Mr. Eddie Q himself. In case none of you have actually installed that old Apple TV remote on your phone, by the way, don't do it, it ain't worth it. It actually only really works with your old Apple TVs and things. It's not designed for the new one at all. In fact, there hasn't been an update for the thing since April of 2015. So yeah, it's kind of long overdue there, Apple. But we're not going to get it by Christmas. Heck no, that ain't the Apple way. Eddie Q says it'll be coming sometime in 2016. I'm not holding my breath. Speaking of holding your breath, don't hold it any longer for Mozilla's OS Firefox. No, it's dead. That's right, Mozilla is phasing out its mobile OS, saying it will stop offering Firefox OS phones through operators. And according to the folks over at Mozilla, well, they just weren't able to offer the best user experience, so that's why they are pulling the thing. So no, not a big surprise at all. In fact, most of us won't even be affected by this. As in, most phones were actually only available in India, some parts of China, and other Southeast Asian regions. As for those that did buy a Firefox OS phone out there and you're wondering how much longer is it going to be supported, Mozilla isn't really saying. So again, don't hold your breath. Well, guess what? It looks like Samsung's ready to do what they do best, and that's copy again. They think since Google's getting into the self-driving car business, heck, so should we. Yeah, that's right. The Korean company is launching a new division of its business that'll manufacture car components for other companies. Beginning with, yes, the electronics to actually make a car go by itself. Now, this is only first on their agenda to actually make the components. Their long-term objective is to actually make a car themselves. This is all according to the Wall Street Journal that actually went on to say that Samsung's moving to the automotive components business is at a time when the smartphone arm, yeah, it's not doing so well, so they're venturing there. As when we'll see Samsung components in self-driving cars, it's not really known, all the more when we'll actually see a car coming down the road that says Samsung on it. Yeah, I think we're a few years away from that. And finally, it's time to give the lovely Santa Claus a call.
Kyle.
Hello.
Yes, hello. It's Santa here.
Hello.
Oh, what a wonderful morning it is.
Ah.
Bright and crisp here in Basingstoke.
Really?
Well, yeah, but it's Basingstoke, so.
Yeah. Hey, you sound great.
No, it's been rather good, actually, really. I'm not as drunk this year going into Christmas, so I feel a lot more positive about it.
Oh, good, yes. Good.
Yeah, I've been seeing a psychotherapist, and she's helping me dealing with my Christmas issues.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
It's much better.
Yeah.
I'm on the river.
Good.
Anyway,
yeah.
Today's Cramp for Christmas is, well, you know they say that everything gets better when you add bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, not soap, apparently. I had a go at this. I got someone review, I don't think you were too happy when I returned it with a few white curlies in it, but
I had
bacon soap. That's my crab for Christmas. It's £4.95, which is a bloody extortionate price. Although you get a really shitty little tin with it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you smell of bacon for the whole day.
Oh, lovely.
So everything gets better with bacon. Then use the bacon soap. It's available at Prezibox.com.
Okay.
Classify with you.
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay, Kyle. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. Merry
Christmas. Merry Christmas, Santa. He is jolly today, isn't he? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Also, while you're over there checking out the British Tech Network, why don't you go up there and see that little thing that says Support Us? Click on that tab. That'll bring you over to the page and tell you so many ways to support us. Of course, one of the best ways is through our patron fund. A small little donation from you every month goes right into the British Tech Network. And it helps keep all your favorite BTN shows on the air and free. So if you got a little extra on the side and you love what we're doing here at BTN, we would so much appreciate your donation every month. And of course, to all our patron subscribers that have been donating and that continue to donate, we love you so much. Thank you so, so much for all your support. Also, speaking of support, we got to give a shout out to MacPaul. Oh, yeah. MacPaul, they make fantastic software. You know and love them, especially if you got Clean My Mac. One of the best things you'll ever put on your Mac, and if you need it or want it, you can get it 30% off right now. Just use the special URL for BTN listeners only. That is MacPaw.com/BTN. MacPaw.com/BTN gets you 30% off that or anything else in the online store. This is exclusive to BTN listeners, so you gotta go to that URL. Again, MacPaw.com/BTN. Have yourself a heck of a shopping spree. And once again, thank you so much to the folks over there at MacPaw for all of your support for all the shows here at the British Tech Network. As for the new show, we're going to be back tomorrow with your Friday edition. I can't wait either. Getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday is going well for you. And thank you so much for listening.